要继续我们这个雅各书的讲道系列。
We'll continue this series of sermon on James.
我请伟正弟兄来读英文。你看华语的，你们可以看 PowerPoint。我们今天的经文是取自雅各书第一章第十九到二十七节。
The scripture today is from the book of James, chapter 1, verses 19 to 27. My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this.Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. Because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says.Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in the mirror, and after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. Those who consider themselves religious and yet do not keep a tight rein on their tongues deceive themselves.And their religion is worthless. Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world.
今天的讲道其实是非常容易懂的。
The message today is rather easy to comprehend.
我就把它浓缩成三个字。
I have summarized it into three points.
三个字就是听、行跟明。
To listen, to do, and to understand.
听呢，就是聆听，领受神的道。
To listen is to look out and to accept the scripture.
行就是遵行，活出神的道。
To do is to be obedient and to act out His commands.
而明呢，当然就是要明白清楚神的道。
To understand is to be clear and comprehend His word.
所以听、行、明，非常容易明白。
So to listen, to do, and to understand, it's easy to understand it, to comprehend.
可是这么虽然这么容易明白听行明，可是为什么又往往我们又看不见而做不出其中的这个转变呢？
If these are such simple concepts, why is it that we do not often see this being acted out?
永生传道在前两个星期前呢，他的讲道里面就讲出了其中的理由。
Pastor Wilson had already explained this reason.
而这个理由呢，就是我们每一个人心里的私欲。
Because each of us have our desires.
在雅各书之前十四节这里说，但个人被试探，乃是被自己的私欲牵引、诱惑的。
In verse 14, but each person is tempted when they are dragged away by their own evil desire and enticed.
私欲既怀了胎，就生出罪来；罪既生成，就生出死来。
Then after the desire has been conceived, it gives birth to sin.And sin, when it is full grown, gives birth to death.
所以我们不听、不行、不明，是因为我们的私欲抗拒了神的道。
The reason why we do not listen, do not do or understand, is because our desires have made us reject His word.
既是如此呢，我们今天就要来认真的来探讨我们的私欲是什么。
Therefore, we have to seriously look into our desires.
这样呢，我们才能够釜底抽薪，对症下药。
So that we can take the measures to deal with the situation and to remedy the problem.
就拿我们今天的第一点听来做一个比方。
Let us now take the example of the first point to listen.
你知道为什么我们不听吗？
Do you know why we do not listen?
我们不听，我们的私欲是什么呢？
When we do not listen, what are our desires?
我知道为什么。
I do.
因为我自己的私欲就最多了。
It's because I have my own desires.
当你要我听的时候，
When you want me to listen,
我的心里其实是要说，
My heart keeps telling me that my desire is to speak.
我的私欲就是要讲，
My desire is to speak.
你要我听，
If you want me to listen,
可是在我心里呢，是我要你听，
But deep inside, I'd rather you listen.
我们的私欲就是要说，要讲，
Our desire is actually to speak.
你知道为什么我们都有这个要说的私欲吗？
Do you know why we have this desire to speak?
而我们又缺乏这个听的能力呢?
But lack the ability to listen.
因为我们每个人打从心里都觉得自己的想法才是对的。
This is because deep inside, we all think that our opinions are correct.
所以每人家还没有说几句的时候，我们就已经想要表达我们自己的意见了。
That is why before we can even finish speaking, we have already voiced out our own opinions.
而我们呢就就算是我们如果没有机会立刻可以发表自己来讲的时候呢，也不表示我就在听哦。
And even if I do not have the chance to speak immediately, it may not mean that I am listening at all.
因为我在我的心里呢就已经开始在讲话了。
Because deep inside, I'm already starting to speak up.
你在说，我也在说。
When you speak, so am I.
我相信大家一定有经验过，有些人他们表面看起来是在听，不过呢，你只是感觉呢，他只是在等你讲完，然后才轮到他讲。
I'm sure you've experienced this before as well. When someone appears to be listening, you get the impression that they are just waiting for you to finish speaking before he or she gets a chance.
所以我们的私欲就是要说要讲，我们不要听。
In actual fact, our desire is to speak and not to listen.
除非对方可能他是大有来头啦，或者是你很敬佩的人啊，或者是他们的口才非常好。
Unless the other person is someone influential or someone you respect.Or someone very eloquent.
要不然呢，我们都是想要说而不想要听。
Otherwise, we often prefer to speak and not to listen.
不过，我想这样子的一种私欲呢，要说的这个私欲呢，我想是无可厚非的。
However, I feel it is unfair to criticize this desire.
当我们小的时候，好像我孩子这样，样样都要听别人的。
When we were young, we often had to listen to others.
可是随着教育啦，生活经验呐。我们呢就必须要有主见，我们要做决定。
And through education and life experiences, we are often required to have our own opinions and to make our decisions.
然后慢慢的呢，我们的就有自己的思想，我们的思想也慢慢的根深蒂固。
Gradually, our opinions become deep-rooted, and
我们的言语呢，也就越来越长大的时候，我们的言语就越来越有分量。
And our speech increases in substance.
所以呢，渐渐的呢，我们肯听。的时候呢，就越来越少。
Progressively, our willingness to listen decreases.
而我们对人的态度呢，也就越来越理直气壮。
And the attitude we have towards others becomes even more accusative.
而这样子呢，我们的心也随着时间呢，也慢慢的累积了不少的大道理。
And because of this, we have over time accumulated many, many thoughts.
大家不要看我年纪轻轻哦。
Even though I may be young.
其实我对于很多事情呢，我都有我的所谓的大道理。
I have my strong opinions towards many things.
我在想说，我这个年纪呢，都已经按耐不住自己的那种主观的意见。
Even at this young age, I'm unable to restrain many of my thoughts and opinions.
在座如果有长辈年纪比我大的
，many of you who are older than me.
我想你们心中呢更难压抑，心中想要表达自己的那种私欲。
Have even more opinions than I do.
所以要快快的听，要慢慢的说，哇，这个是谈何容易。
To be quick to listen but slow to speak, this is easier said than done.
特别是如果是一个非常争论性的课题
，especially when it comes to matters of arguments.
要挡住自己的这个私欲，哇，这个就好像螳螂挡车一样，挡也挡不了。
This can be really frustrating because it reaches an impasse.
如果是两方面开始争论起来的时候呢，又加上意见，又加上情绪，哇，有时候只差没有打动起手来。
At times when the argument erupts, it can be mixed with of different opinions, and the situation comes just short of physical abuse.
在雅各书里面的这个处境呢，他们有一个非常争论性的课题。
In the context of the book of James, we have an issue that is full of dispute.
而这个争论性的课题呢，就是他们社会里面这个贫富的问题。
The subject of dispute is about disparity between rich and poor.
当然，贫富的问题呢是司空见惯的。
Disputes of this sort are fairly common.
就算是到了今天，也是常有的事。
And is seen frequently until present day.
在美国呢，华尔街的那些有钱人呢，就越来越有钱。
In the States, there are more and more rich people at Wall Street.
可是穷人、失业的。付不起医药费的也越来越多。
However, the people who are poor, the unemployed, and those who are unable to afford basic healthcare, these numbers just keep increasing.
所以要怎样解决这种贫富的问题呢
？And how do we solve this?
在美国，两个政党，两种的选民呢，就在那边争个不休。
in different political parties, there are two types of voters who continue to dispute this.
一边就说啊，你们有钱人要加更交交更多的税。
In one camp, there are people who want the rich to pay more tax.
另外一方面又说，没有，你们应该是减少国家这个福利的开支。
And there are others who want the government to reduce welfare and expenditure.
所以这样子就这样贫富的问题就大家都只想说而不想听了。
In this issue, people just want to speak and not to listen.
在新加坡，因为我们城市化，我们也比较国际化。
In a country like Singapore, we are subjected to urbanization and globalization.
我们贫富的问题更加是躲不开的。
The disparity of wealth becomes even more unavoidable.
而且我相信，跟随着时间呢，也会越来越严重。
And in the course of time, becomes even more severe.
所以你就想在新加坡，你不管跟任何人谈。
In Singapore, no matter who you speak to,
这种贫富悬殊的课题呢，哇，一讲起来呢，每个人都有非常强烈的意见。
And he or she will probably have their own respective opinions, towards this.
所以贫富悬殊的课题呢，很难免就会变成一种阶级斗争的一种课题。
Now this problem of wealth disparity becomes a problem of class struggle.
在雅各书的时代呢，有些人甚至要用武力来解决这样的问题。
In the early days of the book of James, people have even resorted to using force to solve this.
他们愤恨社会的不公义。
They are resentful of the inequality within society.
他们认为只有他们自己的方法，只是自己的意见才是对的。
And they feel that only their opinions are correct.
所以呢，不管是贫富的问题也好，
Generally speaking, even if it's a problem about income equality,
或者是其他的生命的课题也好，
or even in other life lessons,
我相信我们大家都有自己的主见。
We will continue to have our own opinions.
而我们就有这个维护自己的想法的这种私欲。
And we have the desire to justify our own perspectives.
所以要快快的听，慢慢的说，慢慢的动怒，这的确是不容易的。
And to be quick to listen and slow to speak, yet slow to anger, indeed, this is not easy.
可是如果我们认清了我们的这个私欲，
However, once you can recognize your own desire,
那我们的情况呢，就可以迎刃而解。
The situation can be resolved much more easily.
这就是所谓的明。
This is what refer as to understand.
在雅各书里这里说，若有人自以为虔诚，却不勒住自己的舌头，反欺哄自己的心，这人的虔诚是虚的。
In verse 26, those who consider themselves religious and yet do not keep a tight rein on their tongues deceive themselves, and their religion is worthless.
所以信仰这种东西是骗不了人的。
Such a belief will not deceive anyone. Such a religion will not deceive anyone.
因为只有你自己是在自己骗自己。
And you end up deceiving yourself.
你说你是信的。
You may say that you believe.
可是你又想自己做自己的事情。
But yet, if you're doing things for your own benefit,
那你整天只是想做自己想做的，你生命又怎么可能会有改变呢？
If you do just what you want to do, then how can you expect change?
不但你自己没有改变，别人也看不出你会有什么改变。
It's not just you not having any change, but people will not be able to see any change as well.
所以你说你是信的，可是到头来呢，你只是自己在骗自己。
When you say you believe, you're only deceiving yourself.
今天这点你必须是看得非常明明白白。
You have to see this point really clearly.
And 这就是所谓的明。
This is what referred to as to understand.
所以你要问你自己，你要改变吗？
You might be asking, do you seek change?
你要，你就要勒住自己的舌头。
If you do, you have to hold back your tongue.
更要勒住你心里的这个舌头。
And to hold back the words inside your heart.
这样神的话你才能够听得进去，神的道你才能听得进去。
Only by this way you become more receptive to the scripture.
要不然你信等于是没有信。
Otherwise, it is as good as not believing.
因为那个道根本就没有办法听进去。
Because the scriptures are not being received at all.
你只是在听你自己的话而已。
You're only listening to yourself.
你不是在领受神的话。
And not to the words of God.
这里叫你快快的听呢，并不是叫你什么都听。
Being quick to listen doesn't mean you listen to everything.
当然在这里呢，辨别神的话是非常重要的。
Of course, being able to discern God's word is extremely important.
不过在这里说快快的听，慢慢的说，表达的是一种心态。
Being quick to listen and slow to speak, this is an attitude.
而表达的呢，是一种愿意克制自己说的这个私欲的一种决心。
And it becomes a decision to restrain your desire to speak.
你必须愿意勒住自己的舌头。
You have to withhold your own tongue.
那神的道才有机会能够进去。
Then you can receive the word of God.
勒住他们的舌头，这是雅各要这个他的教会这么做。
By restraining your speech, this is what James wanted the church to do.
雅各勒住了他们的舌头呢，就告诉了那真正的道。
By holding the tongue, James mentioned.
他就说，人的怒气并不成就神的义。
Because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires.
这就是神的道。
This is the word of God.
人的怒气虽然是能够让你有这个泄愤的力量。
Human anger may give you the energy to vent your frustrations.
你也会觉得，哎，当你做的时候，我泄愤的时候，哎，我是对的。
At that point of time, you may feel that you are right.
你的怒气给你一种正义感。
The anger gives you a self of self-righteousness.
不过这永远是达不到神的标准的。
But this will not reach the objective of God, the standard
of God's righteousness. 你可能会说，神不是也有发怒吗？
You might be asking, doesn't God get angry as well?
耶稣不是也有怒气吗？
And Jesus gets angry too.
那为什么人的怒气就不同呢？
And why is it different when man gets angry?
神的怒气是有救赎、有复兴的。
God's anger has the ability to redeem and to restore.
你的有吗？
Can yours do that?
耶稣的怒气是有虚己、有牺牲的。
The anger of God is one of
Jesus.
Anger of Jesus, one with humility and sacrifice.
你的有吗？
And what about yours?
人的怒气就是跟神的怒气不同。
Human anger is different from God's.
贫富的问题呢，的确是一个真实的问题。
The disparity of wealth is a real problem.
可是神的国不是可以用武力来成就的。
But the kingdom of God is not achieved by force.
神的道偏偏就是相反的。
And it's quite the opposite.
在马太福音里这里说，温柔的人有福了，因为他们承受土地。
In Matthew it is said, blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth.
然后七节又说，连续人的有福了，因为他们必蒙连续。
And in verse 7, blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy.
最后他又说，使人和睦的人有福了，因为他们必称为神的儿子。
And lastly,Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God.
所以我们可以看到神的道就是温柔，就是连续，就是和睦。
We can see that the word of God preaches about gentleness, mercy, and peace.
所以难怪雅各就这么样子的告诉他们神的道。
No wonder James told them.
要脱去一切的污秽和盈余的邪恶，存温柔的心，领受那所栽种的道，就是能救你们灵魂的道。
In verse 21,Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil so that it is prevalent and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you.
所以他们必须放下心中的这个愤恨。
Only by putting aside their resentment.
要放下他们心中的这个自以为意。
And their sense of self-righteousness.
这样才能够领受神的道。
Only then can they receive the word of God.
才能够以温柔、连续、和睦来成就神的国度。
With gentleness,Mercy and peace in establishing the kingdom of God.
我们现在暂且撇开这个贫富悬殊的课题。
Let us temporarily put aside the problem of disparity of wealth.
我们现在来扪心自问。
Let us examine our own conscience.
如果你已经信主多年了。
If you have believed in God for many years.
这些年来你改变了多少？
Over all these years, how much have you changed?
你问你自己，你这些年来。你改变了多少？
How much have you changed over these years?
Have you transformed?
How much have you transformed over these years?
因为你改变了多少，就是神的话你听进去了多少。
How much you have changed depends on how much you have received from the scriptures.
你如果没有改变，
If you have not changed,
那什么都是假的。
Then everything is a fallacy.
你只是在自己骗自己。
Because you're only deceiving yourself.
你根本就不明。
You have not understood.
因为明眼人一看就会明白说，你根本就没有改变。
It's very easy to spot a person who has not understood.
神的道在讲。
When God's words are being spoken.
可是你也在讲。
And yet you are speaking at the same time.
那还 谈到听什么呢？什么也听不进去。
Now what is there to listen to?
那又何苦在那边自欺欺人呢？
What is there a need to lie to yourself?
如果你真的想要改变的话，
If you really want to change,
首先你就要勒住你的舌头，愿意听。
You have to hold back your own speech and listen.
所以今天的道，听、行、明。
The message today is about to think, to do, and to understand.
To listen.
No, to listen.
那行的方面，我们的私欲又是什么呢？
When we mention about, when you mention to do, how does this relate to our desires?
这个行的私欲呢，雅各用了一个非常有趣的这个比喻。
James used a rather interesting illustration.
他说，因为听到而不行道的，就像一个人对着镜子看自己本来的面目。
Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in a mirror.
看见走后，随即就忘了他的相貌如何。
And after looking at himself, goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like.
大家，你们自己看镜子的时候会不会很专心呢？
Do we concentrate hard, or do you concentrate hard when you look at yourself in a mirror?
多多少少都会了，注意看一下啊。
I believe so.
不管是男女老幼，总会用这个镜子来欣赏自己的这个缺陷美。
Now regardless of whether you're male or female, young or old, you will eventually use the mirror to appreciate your own looks.
大家看我的外表就知道我是不常照镜子的人。
When you look at me, you know I do not often look at myself in the mirror.
因为我太帅了，看了镜子就会傻眼。
Because I'm too good looking.
我怕我走不开。
I will be spellbound and I can't bear to walk away.
不过不管你照镜子的时候是如何的专心，
However, no matter how hard you concentrate,
花多长的时间，
No matter how much time you take,
当你走开的时候，
Once you walk away,
你就不会去想它了，
You stop thinking about it.
雅各在这里的重点呢，就是那个相貌，那个印象它只是非常暂时性的。
The point James was trying to make was that the appearance is only temporary.
你一走开呢，你那个印象就慢慢消失了。
Once you walk away, the appearance disappears.
除非你是艺人，你要上节目。
Unless you are a celebrity on a TV show.
或者你是一个青少年。
Or if you are youth.
不然呢，镜子的那个印象呢，很快就看了就忘了。
You will quickly forget what you see in the mirror.
可是这个比喻所要表达的那个私欲又是什么呢？
What desire is this example trying to tell us?
这个私欲就是表达我们有这个不想改变的私欲。
Now the desire is that we do not want to change.
也许是因为我们自满。
We may be arrogant.
也许是因为我们懒惰。
Or maybe we are lazy.
也许是因为我们叛逆。
Or we may be rebellious.
不管是哪一个原因，
No matter what the reason is,
我们并不是因为为了要改变自己而来听到的。
It is not because you want to change that we listen to sermons.
你想想，你今天早上来这里。
Just think about it. You're here this morning.
多少人是说我是来听到的？也许很多数人都会说我是来听到的。
How many of you are here to listen? And I believe most of you will say you're here to listen.
可是有多少人是说我是为了改变自己，我今天来听到？
How many of you will be saying, I'm here to change myself?
也许不多吧。
Probably not many.
可是你如果不是如此，你不是为了改变自己而来听的，那你听了过后又怎么会去行呢？
If you're not here to listen, then how can you change?
你也许会说，那可能是因为那个道理讲得不好啦。
You might be saying, my knowledge is not good enough.
那个 sermon is not good enough.
Oh, sorry, the sermon is not good enough.
所以我就没有那种改变的冲动吗？
Hence, I do not have the impetus to change.
弟兄姐妹，我相信在这里呢，你是把那个次序倒反了。
Brothers and sisters, I think you may have mixed up the order.
我承认有时候如果是一个很厉害的讲员，也许听了，哇，那听的人呢，他们就会生命改变，这是有的。
I acknowledge at times an influential speaker can be life-changing for many of the listeners.
不过许多的时候呢，我们都是停留在那个心动的那个阶段。
However, we often stop at the stage of being inspired.
你可能听的时候你会很有感动。
You may be touched at the point of time.
可能你在当时呢，你会立志说，哎，我要做一些改变。
and that at that moment aspire for change.
可是往往时间一过的时候呢？
However, once the time has passed,
那个感动也就会随风而逝了。
This inspiration disappears as well.
为什么会这样呢？
Why is this so?
因为我们有我们自己的老习惯。
This is because we have our old habits.
我们有我们自己的老方式。
Our old traditions.
我们有我们自己的老想法。
And our perspectives.
我们的心中的感动呢，绝对不会胜过我们那个要改变的那种麻烦。
The touching of our hearts cannot triumph over the hassle of change.
胜不过那个要需要改变的那种牺牲。
The kind of sacrifices that come along.
也胜不过那个需要改变的那种累赘。
And the
burden,
other burdens that come that result.
不改变是最自然的事情。
It's only natural to resist any change.
可是年轻人看镜子却不是如此。
However, this is different when the youth look at themselves in the mirror.
为什么呢？因为这个是他们发育的时候。
This is because they are growing up.
他们的这个自我意识很强，这个是非常重要的。
The level of self-consciousness is very high.
所以他们就会以为人家都是在注意看着他们的外表。
And they think that others are very judgmental over their physical appearance.
Not judgmental. Okay, never mind. Okay. 可是，所以他们照完镜子过后呢？
After looking at the mirror,
他们还是会不断的摸他们的头发，弄一下。
They continue to style their hair.
如果当天他们照镜子的时候发现有青春痘，
and if that day they've discovered a pimple,
他们整天就会想着那个青春痘。
Spend the whole day thinking about that pimple.
当然，我不是要大家照镜子的时候都是这样。
Of course, I do not want everybody to have this look in the mirror in this way.
可是我要大家用这样子的一种方式。来听到。
However, I hope that everyone can listen to sermons with this attitude.
因为只有这样子的一种听法，你才是真正的明，真正的明白。
Because it is only by listening with this kind of attitude that we can truly understand.
明白什么呢？
What can we understand?
雅各在这里说，在神我们的父面前，那清洁没有玷污的虔诚。就是看顾那患难中的孤儿寡妇，并且保守自己不沾染世俗。
Verse 27, religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world.
我们之所以没有那种改愿意我们之所以有那个不改变的那个私欲呢，是因为我们往往在自己欺哄自己。
We do not have the desire to change. It's because we are deceiving ourselves.
我们以为没有人在看吗？
We think that no one is looking.
我们以为我们自己已经够好了。
We think that we are sufficient.
我们以为只要我有心动，我有感动那个就够了。
We think that just being inspired alone is sufficient.
可是在这里，雅各所表达的这个真理是什么？
But what is James trying to portray?
这个真理呢，就是我们的行为都是在我们的父神面前。
Now the truth is that our actions are all presented in front of God.
有人在看，我们的行为都在我们的父神面前。
Someone's watching. Our actions are all being presented in front of God.
而我们的父神所要的是什么？是那清洁没有玷污的虔诚。
Now God wants a sincerity that is pure and faultless.
不但如此，我们更要保守我们不沾染世俗。
In addition, we have to prevent ourselves from being polluted by the world.
我们活在这世上之中，又如何能够不沾染呢？
Living in this world, how do we prevent ourselves from being polluted?
所以，如果是这样，
if that is the case,
如果你真的明白我们的父神在看着，
when you understand that our God is watching,
如果你明白他所要的是那不沾染、不玷污的那种虔诚，
if he wants this kind of untainted, flawlessness.
如果你真正的明白，
When you truly understand,
你会这样随便的来看镜子吗？
Will you still look at the mirror too casually?
难道你不怕神在看着你的那些世俗的污秽吗？
Are you not afraid that God is looking and observing your flaws?
神的道就是我们的镜子。
The word of God is our mirror.
雅各说，唯有那详细查看那全备使人自由的律法，并且时常如此看啊看啊看，这人既不是听了就忘，乃是实在行出来，就在他所行的事上必然得福。
Now James said, whoever looks intently into the imperfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do.
所以我们必须是带着这种寻求改变的心态来听到。
Now we should have an attitude of seeking change when we listen to His word.
当那我们听的时候呢？
When we are listening,
其实我们是在好像一面镜子这样在看着自己。
It's like a mirror. We're looking at ourselves.
我们会这样子的看，因为我们想要知道要有怎么样的改变。
We look in it in this way because we are thinking of how we can change ourselves.
如果我们发现，哎，我们一直看，可是我们又没有改变。
If you look at it and we don't see any change,
我们又赶快回到神的道那里。
Then we should quickly return to God's word.
我们再听，再看。
To listen, to see again.
然后再行。
And to do again.
所以必须是这样反反复复的听了又行，行了又听，行了又看，这样子自己才确保自己是真正的清洁，没有玷污。
It's this process of listening, acting and understanding, again and again that we can truly be cleansed.
只有你这样子的一种态度，你的生命才会有改变。
Only with this attitude that will we see change in our lives.
听、行、明。
To listen, to do and to understand.
你如果是真正的明，你自然就会听，也会行。
If you really want to understand, you will naturally listen and do.
今天我想回到这个贫富悬殊的课题来做总结。
As part of my conclusion, I would like to return to the problem of the disparity of wealth.
雅各在这里要他的教会听、行、明。
James wanted the church to listen, to do, and to understand.
那是因为他有一个非常实际的这个情况。
It's because of a very practical situation.
我们基督徒在这个贫富的这个事上呢，是有我们这个自己的原则的。
As Christians, when it comes to matters of wealth, we have our own principles.
在雅各的时代，他就要他的教会能够看顾患难中的孤儿寡妇。
In the time of James, it was to look after orphans and widows.
这个所以就算到今天呢，我们的原则也是一样的。
Even till this day, our principles do not change much.
就是要照顾在群体中这个软弱无助的人。
It is to look after the weak and the helpless within society.
我们是财富的管家，我们不是财富的主人。
Now we are guardians of wealth, not owners of wealth.
我们是我们财富的管家，而不是我们财富的主人。
We are guardians of the wealth and not owners of it.
所以别人的财富，我们也不用羡慕。
Now, there's no point being envious of other people's wealth.
因为他们也只是管家，财富也不是他们的。
Because they are being guardians as well.
我们生气，他们也没用。
There's no point being angry, resentful.
可是我们自己的财富呢，我们就要看重，因为那个是用来照顾人的资源。
But we have to watch over our resources because that is meant to help others.
教会如果没有这个慈善跟扶贫。
If a church does not have a charity or means to help others,
那我们的敬拜赞美呢，也会显得是非常虚空的。
Then our praise and the praise and worship in the church would seem empty and pointless as well.
在旧约里面多处都是这样子说的。
It is mentioned in the Old Testament.
一个没有社会公义的社会呢，他们的敬拜也是虚空的。
For society without righteousness, The praise and worship is empty.
这就是，所以我们可以看到我们的这个慈善扶贫的事情就是如此重大的事。
So methods of helping others, methods of charity, these are really, really important.
今天我们当听的道是什么呢？
What have we understood today?
就是要我们看重我们群体里面的责任。
It is to emphasize our responsibilities within a society.
而没有如此的看重我们个人的得失。
And to place less importance on matters for our own benefits.
这就是我们当听的道。
This is what we have learned today.
而我们当行的道又是什么呢？
By acting on the word, what?
我们当行的道呢，就是要在我们小事上能够温柔谦卑对待所有的人。
Is to have gentleness and humility when dealing with others.
绝对不可以有大小眼的分别，这个在下个礼拜的道就会讲。
And not to take things lightly, and this will be covered in the sermon.
Practice favoritism.
This will be covered next week.
然后在群体的事上呢，就是要支持我们这个帮助人、照顾人的这个事工。
When dealing with matters of the community, it is to support activities that enables us to help others.
在这里呢，我们要感谢慈善事工里面的莉莉长老、美玲长老跟凤玲长老这个多年的辛劳。
We would like to thank Elder Lily, Elder Jonathan, for their hard work
in
the ministry.
Yes. 我们要继续的与他们同工来照顾这样的事情。
We have to continue to support them.
然后在我们国家跟国际的层面呢
？In the aspect of national or global matters,
我们就必须关心这个贫富悬殊的课题。
We have to be aware about the emergence of inequality of wealth.
然后我们继续来支持那些造福人民的政策。
And to support welfare policies that benefit the people.
这是当行的道。
This is what we can do.
而我们今天当行的道又是什么呢？
And when it comes to things that we understand,
那就是我们要明白，我们每个人都需要改变。
It is to understand that we all need to change.
因为天父在看。
Because God is watching us.
让我们让神真的是帮助我们每个人这样子的改变。
May God bless us all.
我们来祷告。我们在天上的父，让我们能够学习听、行、与明，真的是能够知道主啊，你要我们改变，你的道要贯穿我们的生命。我们的生命，我们的教会要福音化，用你的道来指引我们的群体，恳求主你与我们同在，祷告奉耶稣基督的名求，阿们。我们现在来收奉献。红色的奉献袋是我们的经常奉献，蓝色的奉献袋就是我们慈善的奉献。 们起立奉献。